Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
What's up, guys? I really got to find a different intro other than that. But I don't know what else I would say. Like, I don't know, how are you? But you can't answer back. What else would you say? Good day, sir. Okay, I hate myself.
Greetings, listeners.
Ooh, I like that. But that kind of sounds like I'm talking to aliens.
Right.
Greetings, listeners from another planet. I have one of my favorite people today on my podcast. I'm super, super, super excited about this. He is like my... I feel like you're like my comedy like soulmate.
Yeah.
You know? You're like the Lindsay to my Stevie. The like Harry to my Lloyd. Yeah. The vodka to my soda.
Yeah. I agree with all those.
Harry and Lloyd were from Dumb and Dumber. If you guys
the dryer
know that.
Sheet to your laundry.
Yeah. Ooh, anything applies.
Yeah.
Well, that's what's great about that.
Yeah.
That's a bit. This guy, I've been doing comedy with for a while. He's one of the funniest guys I know. He also is responsible for getting me on the USO tour. I talk about a lot on here. That's how comedy works, sort of. Or friends, you know, it's not like the government's like, hey, let me watch a couple videos on YouTube and pick out the comics. It's kind of like a networking thing.
Yeah, Joe Biden books it.
Yeah. Joe's like, I like that Rachel girl. She's got gumption. No, so it's mostly where like other comics hook each other up. Anyways, he also has like I actually would say that I don't want to blow his joke, but his Shaquille O'Neal joke is probably one of my funniest jokes, favorite jokes of all time.
Yeah.
Like there's not a joke that I've ever heard another comic tell that I get like giddy for. Like I get giddy for when you're going to say it.
Thank you.
So he's a funny dude. Mark Saratella, what's up?
Hello. Thanks for having me. This is a lot. What number of podcasts is this for you?
I'm not good at math. I'm going to say a baker's dozen. I have no idea. No, I
was hoping to be in the top 10.
Yeah, no, I actually think it is under 10.
Okay, great.
I just don't know.
Perfect.
Because I did a couple like little ones by myself. Like I did like a little intro one, and there was one day where I was sick, so I did like a little shitty something or other.
A mini podcast.
Yeah. It's also Mark's birthday.
Ooh.
Happy birthday.
Thank you, and happy belated birthday to you.
It was my birthday on Saturday.
Yeah. And you went to, you were surprised with a trip, and you went to Joshua Tree?
Well, yeah. So my boyfriend, John, surprised me with a birthday trip. And he did not tell me where I was going. Up until the moment we arrived, I actually thought at one moment he was taking me to rehab. Because it was like so in the middle of nowhere, and it was really dark. And it was legit, like the driveway up to the house was like at least a mile long, and I was like, is this the moment that someone's like, is this my intervention?
Get in there, see you in 21 days.
Yeah, seriously. No, it was near Joshua Tree. It was kind of just like in these mountains, like above Joshua Tree, above Yucca Valley, like near Palm Springs. But he rented this house on Airbnb, and it was the only house for like miles. We basically had our own mountain. It was the coolest thing.
It was just you two?
Yeah. It was so cool.
Yeah, that's also can turn into The Shining real quick.
Well, he could, but it didn't.
Also, you were only there for like a day, right?
A day, yeah. Like I got there so late on Friday, Saturday, because it was like 1 a.m. And then we stayed all day Saturday.
Cool.
But when we first got there, he handed me $100 in cash, and he was like, this is so you can gamble tomorrow at the casino.
Oh, nice.
Because he knows I like that.
Yeah.
And then went to bed. And then we had a full day. He took me to a buffet at the casino, because he knows Mama likes to eat.
What casino?
We were supposed to go to Morongo, but we went to the Spa Resort Casino downtown Palm Springs.
Oh, okay.
This was all like, he was, listen, I'm a trash bag. It's not like he was like telling me like, we're going to go to buffets and go to a casino.
Oh,
like, yeah, he would have planned something nicer.
No, I know you well enough that you need something kind of seedy.
Exactly. I need to be around my people. Maybe that's why I like you.
That's what was funny about the military tour, because we were just like, where is Rachel? And every military base, you wouldn't know this, has a very tiny, small slot machine room, like always connected to like a back kitchen where like the most degenerate military gambler people go. And then you.
And me, just like, guys, I'll be right back.
Yeah, how did you even...
Johnny Cardinale was just judging me.
Yeah, with his stare, his brow.
That was who we went on tour with.
his judgy brow. He has a very judgy brow. Like, his forehead lets you know what he's thinking.
You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like darts flying out of it at your face.
He could Botox that shit out so it wouldn't...
Did you win? Did you win it?
I didn't really, like, lose incredibly. I just lost the 100.
I love when gamblers say this. Well, I didn't lose a lot, so that's a win.
No. Well, I just lost the 100, and then I stopped.
Okay.
And then we went to... So then I really wanted to go to, like, an old Rat Pack restaurant in Palm Springs. There's a place called Melvin's where, like, Frank Sinatra and all those guys used to hang out. And it's still very popular. Like, Cher loves that place.
Yeah.
I like anything the old people like. Just. And so he made reservations there. And it was actually, like, so fun. Because Palm Springs in the summer is, like, dead because it's so hot.
Right.
And... But it was packed, and, like, all these, like, old people were dancing, and granted, the food tasted like it hasn't changed from the 60s. It was, like, my steak was, like, kind of rubbery, and so, but I didn't care, because it was just cool.
Yep. No, I get that vibe. There's a diner in North Hollywood I go to that's like that.
What's it called?
The North Hollywood Diner.
Oh, well,
yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Says it all in the name.
Yep, pretty much.
So Mark and I met through doing... Where did we meet? I mean, obviously, it's comedy, but, like, what was the... When did we meet first?
I don't know, because it was probably when we were both drinking. So that memory could be somewhere. I don't know where.
It could be somewhere tucked away.
Where would we have met? I don't even think I even really knew you before the military tour, because I think I got you on it.
You got me on it, but we had met before that.
Yeah, but we had not really hung out.
Why'd you take a chance on a kid like me?
Because the girls kept getting rejected by, because the Pentagon actually does book you.
Oh, so, well, they book you, but they don't find you.
No.
Well, explain how it works. Explain how it works, everyone.
You send in names. If you've been on a few, then the people that book it will ask you. We were particularly looking for girls who have a, I hate using this word in comedy, a clean act, meaning not too edgy, not too much sex, not too many swear words.
Yeah.
We just need to come up with a new word for clean. Because then the opposite is dirty, like, oh, clean comedian, dirty comedian.
Yeah.
You don't want to really be labeled either one.
Well, people say blue, but what's the opposite of blue? Like,
yeah, blue is a better term.
Yeah, but what's the opposite of that? Not blue?
Mainstream, TV friendly.
Yeah, but not everyone understands what that means.
Yeah. But it's better than clean and dirty. Clean and dirty is so biblical, like.
Go yeah,
to hell,
that's true.
You dirty fuck.
Yeah, if you're not clean, then you're going to hell.
Yeah, it's very Game of Thrones. Like,
yeah, that's
shame.
True.
Shame, you swore.
But so yeah, like, so how does it work now? Maybe I don't know.
You were like the fourth girl that we submitted, and then you got accepted.
Yeah.
And I want to say maybe I saw you at the Haha Cafe.
And you were like, she's an angel.
Yeah, basically, that's what I thought. And then you had that extra A in your first name, and I go, she's perfect. She's complex.
That's not that weird of a way to spell Rachel.
Yeah, no, I saw someone else with it the other day, and I was kind of shocked.
Yeah, there's a famous person named Rachel Lee Cook.
I don't know who that is.
What?
I don't know who that is.
You didn't see that that movie She's All That with Freddie Prinze Jr.?
No.
Oh,
no,
all
I
right.
have not.
You missed that one. Okay.
So then we went to Europe. Where did we go? Have you talked? Where?
We went to...
Did you tell the Nick Nowicki stories?
No. I was actually hoping to tell these.
Okay.
Explain who Nick Nowicki is. He's just an adorable bundle of joy.
Nick Nowicki's a little person.
Yes.
And if you've seen The Sopranos, which I just rewatched...
And that is the term we use. Little person is the correct term to use.
That's the PC clean term. Mm-hmm. Little person. And I just rewatched the final season of The Sopranos this week, actually, and he is the little guy who goes up to AJ in the club when AJ's paying the tab. He goes, Mr. Soprano, I hope you had a great evening. And then AJ tips him $200.
Oh, shit. No, I haven't watched all of The Sopranos. Yeah. I got to watch that.
And then the next episode, AJ walks in the same club, and Nick goes back to him like, welcome back, Mr. Soprano. We got your table waiting for you.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and then he's also in Boardwalk Empire as the boxing little person.
Yeah.
Who fights before the champ fights on the boardwalk in Atlantic City.
That's so cool.
They're like the little match before the main match.
He's got a lot of big credits.
Yeah, he does. He's a good actor. So
he's hilarious also, like especially with a couple drinks in him. He's like
I know.
He acts like a Don or something.
Well, he's just
like,
wild. He's spunky. He'll he'll fight you.
And adventurous.
Yeah.
We were like, we're exhausted and hungover. He was like, let's go sightsee.
Well, that's a lot of sugar running through a tiny body.
Good point.
You know, two Jack and Cokes is, you know, half his body weight.
But I feel like he can handle a lot.
They have a bigger head than we have, so probably the brain, like the, it's probably.
Do you think?
They can probably handle.
I got a pretty big head. You don't, though.
Two-thirds what we can. No.
Really? Do you think that's why I can drink so much?
Yeah, okay. Probably. Could just be tolerance. Right. So we're in Paris, and Nick needs a bike. He bikes around.
Yeah,
obviously
it hurts him to walk a lot,
and so he can't walk too much because it hurts his legs. So he's biking around, And so when you're going up and down the tall subway stairs, you have to take his bike for him.
Yeah.
You have to take it onto the subway for him. Like, he has to, like, where he has to walk, he has to walk, and you have to take his bike. So we're going, where are we going? We're going from the Notre Dame, no, we're going from lunch to the Eiffel Tower.
Yeah, I think
rush
so.
Rush hour on the subway. So yeah. Every subway door that opens is total,
just
the
chaos.
Whole car is full.
Yeah.
So I have his bike. I'm next to Jill Kimmel.
Who's been on the podcast already.
Oh, nice. Perfect. Yeah. And so then you three, you, Johnny, Nick, get in one car. And that car was kind of empty, not empty, but it had room.
Oh, shit. I don't know. Yeah. This is, I'm like, what is this story?
Now the doors open up in front of Jill and I. And she has the bike. The doors open. There is not one square inch of room for her or I, nevertheless, this bike. But you three have already gotten on the subway,
yeah.
And we can't get separated.
It's natural selection.
Yeah, exactly. But we can't get separated because none of our cell phones are working in Paris.
Yeah.
If you remember, like, so if we got separated, we're
separated. Oh, totally, yeah.
And so we had, Jill and I, look forward.
That too.
She picks up the bike and just slams it into this old lady, but the bike front tire rolled up her knee, up her thigh, up her body, up her boob, which I saw move. The tire hit her face. She yells out, "Pardon!" Falls backwards, but there's nowhere to go, so she just falls into everybody, and then her and I force our way into the car, but when we force our way in, the entire car, everybody, literally like 30 French people, all fell backwards into each other, but also holding each other up. So when they fell backwards, they all sprung forward, and now everyone is nose to nose, 1 centimeter from each other's faces, but also with a bike wedged between all of us.
He's so funny.
And so everyone's pissed. The old lady is horrified. But Jill and I can't stop laughing. But we're trying to contain her laughing. So we're just looking down. And, you know, like tears are coming down my eyes. We're laughing. We can't look up. I'm trying to contain myself. But then it's almost like a spit take where I just went... And I fucking, like, didn't spit all over the old lady's face, but, like, hot air, puff of air, laughter in her face. And then everyone was like, ah! But luckily, we were only going one stop, and we got to get off.
Oh, my God.
And we just got out of there, and we were still laughing. And we laughed about that for the rest of the trip.
Oh, my God. And then Nick would proceed to... Nick thought it was a good idea to buy himself a fedora when he was in Paris. So picture little Nick on a bike wearing a fedora and a scarf wrapped around his neck because it was like winter fallish.
Yeah.
And then he was really obsessed with getting a cigar. So he's riding around on this little bike with a fedora and a scarf, smoking a cigar.
And you can see, actually, we have a photo of that on our Facebook
page. Oh, it's awesome. When I post this podcast, I'm going to post stuff of,
from that. Our Facebook sits on that too in case we forget, which might happen.
It's so funny. He also got us into...
oh, that's right. Jesus.
So we're not going to put him on blast, but...
put him on blast. Who cares?
But he's good at PR. He's good at pulling shit. He's good at getting us into places, getting himself into places.
He has a fake PR account. Who
cares?
Basically.
No one
cares.
So he does.
He has his own PR header and account and, like, little business.
Yeah.
But it's just him.
He's running a little side biz. And we really wanted to go to Moulin Rouge, but we didn't want to do Moulin Rouge like commoner style. We wanted to do Moulin Rouge like the right way.
Yeah, performers.
Yeah. And we were touring Europe, like entertaining the troops. Not that Paris cares, but, you know.
But we also did a public show. We did a show in Paris.
Yeah.
That was not the troops.
Yeah. So whatever. We were doing a service. We thought we should get like some good seats.
Yeah.
And so Nick calls... several times, by the way, because I was the only one that bought the fucking data plan on my phone. These assholes had to wait for Wi-Fi, so Nick would just be like, "Rachel, can I use your phone now?" And he was calling, like, the Moulin Rouge over and over again. And we couldn't figure out the contact number until he finally got a hold of the front desk, and they were like, "You need to talk to Melanie Moyar." And that was the PR person for the Moulin Rouge. And so Nick calls them, and he's wheeling and dealing, and he's able to get us, like,
Half price tickets.
Yeah, and they were great seats.
Yeah.
They were great seats. And so we show up to the place, and we're still, like, standing in line like peasants. Yeah. We were like, this is not right. And Nick was like, I will talk to Melanie Moyar.
Yeah.
He like drops his way through the crowd.
If you haven't been to Moulin Rouge, which a lot of, I have never even been there. Even
I hadn't been there before that.
I didn't know it was real, quite frankly. It's a huge red carpet. It is a humongous line. It is a beautiful 800-seat theater.
It's like a gigantic Vegas show, but in Paris.
Yeah, and it's so beautiful. Like, everything's red. There's candles on every table. It's a classy environment. Everyone's at least 60 years and up.
Oh, for sure.
Yep.
And everyone has the same boobs.
Okay, oh, so that's in the show.
Yeah, that's in the show. But, by the way, Moulin Rouge is, like tastefully, like, topless-ish. And I've never seen, like, 60 girls with the exact same boobs.
It was incredible.
It was, I've never seen it. Yeah.
Perky, B-cup, white boobs with the same exact nipple.
I've never seen anything like it.
No.
I was like, well, I'd have been fucking sent away just from that alone. Yeah. So
for the agency, that'd be great, too. They go, can she sing? Can she dance? Who cares? Does she have these boobs? Send a photo of her boobs.
She's in. But they could also kind of dance, too. Not really. I mean, it was kind of an average show. They would just sort of, like, casually, like, moved around like robots.
But bizarre.
It was bizarre.
Yeah, and hours long.
And then there was a guy that flew on a trapeze swing that looked exactly like you. Remember?
That was wild. And I've never seen anyone that looked like me. And that guy.
So exactly
throughout
like
the whole night, it's singing troops, dancing troops, people on roller skates, people with snakes on them. All of a sudden, someone's underwater. Then it's like a magician. Then it's like, it's constantly changing, bizarre act. That everything feels like a finale. You constantly think that you're leaving.
I forgot about that. You were just like, this is the one. Nope. All right. Nope. We're still here.
Because all of it's upbeat and exciting.
But it was, but they like, they drew it out too long that you got sick of the exciting stuff. Where I was like, is this it? Nope. This isn't it.
It was.
Vicky's getting drunk. Jill's getting drunk.
And our problem was we showed up wasty pants. Like, we were out the whole fucking day.
Like one of the days I actually wasn't drunk for some reason.
Oh, you weren't? Yeah.
No. Oh, because I had dinner with my uncle before.
Oh, that's right.
So that was like a casual uncle dinner.
That's right. You were gone a lot of the day. Yeah, we showed up like already buzzed for the first time on the tour, actually.
Maybe just like just trashy Americans. Yeah. Like, we're here.
Yeah, and also we were probably the youngest people there, in honesty.
Yeah, and it was a very classy situation.
Just being loud, but supportive, not obnoxious, honestly. Yeah. Just like clapping. You and I gave him a standing ovation at one point.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Are we the only people
was doing that. No. We were proud of them.
We know
as comics how much a standing ovation means.
Yeah, totally. And we were dancing and just having fun. Like, and the crowd around us liked us, but we were getting shushed a little bit by the
I think
ushers.
A lot. And the people in front of us, too. Like, the older couples that was like, this is our night out, guys.
Yeah, totally. But I think that it was not to the point where they wanted us to leave. Like, they knew that we were having fun. And
maybe.
I don't know.
They probably wanted us to leave.
Also, when you sit down at the Moulin Rouge, which was really cool, they bring you your drinks for the night. They go, how many drinks do you want? We're getting them now because we're not coming back. And we
ordered the proper two. In our heads, we wanted to be like 7 apiece.
Yeah.
We'll just have two.
After that. Yeah. But it's pretty cool because it's just like, that's how it should be done.
That is nice, actually.
Yeah. Here's your drinks.
Because then the show's not being disturbed and stuff.
No.
In comedy clubs, the waitress is like constantly like going up to the table and stuff. It would be nice if they just got it away.
Yeah. Definitely. I don't know. Or at least get two on the table because it's very rare that someone wants three if they're not with us.
Yeah. I was like, really? That's rare?
Yeah. So then Nick was like, look it. We can't get Melanie Moyer in trouble. We have to be calm for her sake. I don't even know this woman, and she can't really track me down, but we should be, you know.
Polite.
Polite.
Yeah.
And so Nick shushed us, you and I, a couple times.
He was like, this is for Melanie.
Yeah. And we're like, okay,
you don't know her.
So then the show is like 4 hours long. I look over after like 3 hours. I see Nick, little tiny Nick, standing on his seat with a glass of champagne. And he just screams out loud for no reason, to Melanie Moyer, and screamed her name. And that's when we stood up and go, let's leave. We're leaving.
Yeah. We're embarrassing ourselves now.
So we drag ourselves out of there.
The night gets actually way better. Now I'm remembering the rest of it.
Yeah, I haven't thought of this in a while. So we drag ourselves out of there. We get in a taxi cab. Rachel, take it from there.
We get in our van taxi. And we go back to our Airbnb, which, by the way, when we booked it, it said, this is a family neighborhood, so be quiet. It was actually the only neighborhood that had legal prostitution. Like, every single, like, we were up above, you know, all, like, the storefronts and, like, a high-rise-ish thing, but, like, a French Quarter-looking one.
Yeah.
And literally everything underneath of us was whorehouses.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, whoever...
Disguised as peep shows. Like, whorehouses, peep shows, pharmacies, and one cafe.
Yeah, which we also revisit later in the tour, but we'll say that later.
Sesame Street, if everyone's strung out.
Yeah. So we go back to, we head back to our room, and Nick's on his bike, as he should be. And
No. Nick's not on his bike. We're walking. We get dropped off.
Oh, yeah. You're wheeling the bike. And there's some sort of like, which is so weird. I just thought about this now, that all those Paris attacks happened right afterwards.
Yeah, 10 days later.
There was like, it was almost like there was a bomb threat, like around where we were staying. That was like, the street was quiet and there were like 15 police officers and like lots of cars.
With machine
and,
guns.
Yeah, with machine guns. It was like a whole thing. And we were
poised, ready to go, machine gun.
That's crazy that I'm just thinking about that now that we.
Oh yeah, I thought of that.
A week, I didn't think about that. So say what Nick did.
So we're going, like, we look, they see us, we see them, but we're coming around a corner, so we kind of saw them last second.
Yeah.
Because in Paris, the streets are real windy, and, like, there's an alley, there's a street.
Yeah.
And you'll pop up on someone last second. So the police officers made eye contact with us, and they could see that we needed to go through the gate to get into our Airbnb. So they go, what do you guys need? We give them, like, the signal, like, we need to get in there.
And we were all genuinely scared. The guy was kind of like, we shouldn't be, like, charging the cops in this whole situation. What if they really are, like, trying to protect us? What if there is a bomb in there?
I would have totally turned around and left if they want us to. But they go, come through.
Yeah.
Again, AK-47, machine gun style. So I'm going last. Everyone goes through. Johnny, Jill, Rachel. Then it's Nick. I'm behind Nick, and I have my hand on Nick because Nick is drunk. This cop has his foot wedged in the door, his machine gun in the air,
Jesus.
And Nick grabs his arm and just goes, beer. Wondering where he could find beer, I look at the police officer, horrified, wondering if he's going to arrest Nick or hit me in the face with his machine gun butt. He looks at me, I look at him, and we both just start laughing. And I go, Nick, get in the house right now. And so now, whenever I see Nick, we just scream out, beer.
Beer. Oh, my God, he's so funny.
Yeah, it was just the worst possible time to hit someone up for a beer. But it broke the tension for this police officer.
I wonder what they were... They must have known.
Yeah.
Damn, I haven't thought about that.
Yeah.
That wasn't our first run-in with being near, like, brothels. We went to... It's not Edelweiss. Edelweiss, Germany? Is that what it was called?
Yes.
So this was the only, like... So for the most part, the bases were... Some were nice. Some were like being in like middle America. Like you're in a foreign country, but you drive onto this base and it's like there's a Walmart practically, and like you're staying in like Holiday Inn looking thing. That's what the base looks like. Not Kosovo. Kosovo was like we were in the barracks. It was with outdoor bathrooms and
they're all over the spectrum.
Yeah, but Edelweiss. Are you sure it's Edelweiss? I think it is. Right.
It was.
Yeah, that was at the foot of the German Alps, and that was the only one that felt like a spa vacation. Like it was really nice.
That was one of the nicest places I've ever been. It was a small valley, a big grass green field between the Alps, and they circled you all around.
So pretty, the hotel was nice. It was like this big lodge with like a spa, and like we got to go in the hot tub outside, and it started like
oh that was so great.
Like rain snowing or whatever.
Oh, that was great.
And
it's where they send troops. U.S. troops who need to get away from intense action to get their head straight again.
It's called a resting base, right?
They send them there also on vacation, but also for PTSD.
Oh.
To, like, go over there and be get your head straight for a while.
Wow, that's so nice. I didn't actually know it was for that. I thought it was. When they said resting base, I just assumed
and
it
I
was.
I know that is true, but I could be totally wrong about this. I actually believe that the Nazis used it for the same exact thing.
Really?
I think so. That it was their...
like the same place that we went to was there for the Nazis?
Nazi bases. We took their bases, a lot of them, because, you know, they're a horrible group of people, but they were good at making a base, and then we just took those. Like, okay, it's set up, we're taking this.
Really?
Yeah. A few of the bases we went to were like that. Yeah.
Do you think Edelweiss was?
Edelweiss was, and so was the one before that was a Nazi base.
Spengallen? I can't remember all of them.
Yeah, that one, where the young kids were at. Remember there's one that particularly had, like, they were all 18-year-old kids from Louisiana and Alabama.
Yeah, well, not the one where that like handsome like army guy came out with us, and it was like he wasn't supposed to.
No, was that Germany?
That was Germany.
That dropped Nick, the guy who picked up Nick
and dropped him.
Nick was hospitalized, basically.
Oh God.
Yeah, because Nick is a lot of people want to pick up a midget and throw him.
Yeah.
But the problem
little
with a little person. The problem with little people is a lot of times they have other
health issues
and defects, for lack of a better word. And this guy picked him up. And dropped him, thinking it'd be funny, and he really hurt Nick, and Nick was in bed for like 2 weeks.
God, that's so sad.
Yeah.
But that guy was messed up.
Yeah.
That was weird. We went to this, it wasn't weird, because it's sad. We went to this base, and this, like, I mean, he was like really handsome and like.
He was sad. Like, he cried the entire.
Yeah, he. He was like he was so cool and nice and whatever, and he wanted to come out with us afterwards.
Yeah.
But we realized like right afterwards that he had like a sponsor or like a counselor with him. Remember? And she was like, "Should you really be going off base and drinking?" And then we were like, "Oh shit."
Yeah.
He's gonna come with us, and now we're like scared that yeah. And of course, we want to show him a good time. Like, he's done everything for our country. It's
well, we're also like, what could go wrong? Yeah. Send him.
Yeah. And so we, and we're going to, what are we going to tell him? No? Like, yeah, it's fun. But it was also like a lot of pressure. Once we heard that, we were like, oh, Jesus. Yeah. And so we took him out, and he didn't get like rowdy. He just got, he was just really sad, which is terrible.
He was so annoying. That guy was
really?
Annoying.
Oh, yes. I felt bad for him.
Yeah. Well, you're a girl.
Whatever.
This is how he's annoying. Any man who drinks a bunch and then starts crying and then won't stop talking about his problems. And then with you, he kept being like, I'm in love with her.
Yeah, and I was like, all right, you met me 20 minutes ago, buddy.
He cried that you had a boyfriend and he didn't know your name.
Good point.
Yeah, and I'm like, dude.
Listen, Mark, this happens weekly. You know,
exactly.
That's not the first time.
No, it's also like, I don't care how many tours you've been on, pull it together.
Yeah, seriously.
Like, go home and do this, please.
So... Germany, so going back on brothels, Germany was also, so Edelweiss, Germany, we pull up to the base and we ask the security guards who were very German. A lot of times they're American guys at the, you know, you pull up to a base and there's, you know, guys with machine guns, like, you know, they have to like check you in, especially in Kosovo, they make you go behind a blast wall. That was kind of weird. We had to get out of the, like, yeah, it's very intense. And they were also very intense. But one of them, we were like, what is there to do around here? And he was like, oh, there's, I don't remember the name of the place. He was like, it's something, something, the dance club. And we were like, all right, cool. So after our show, maybe we'll go to the something, something dance club. And so we do our show. And we're like, all right, let's head over to this place the guy recommended. And we go over to it. It's over a bridge, like through some woods. Like, yeah. It seemed very shady going up to it, and it did not.
Hansel and Gretel.
Yeah, it did not look like a welcoming dance club.
No.
And then we realized it was the other kind of dance club.
Well, you knocked on the door, and then like a peephole slid to the right.
Yeah.
But it also wasn't just like a weird ass brothel. It was basically a strip club. Where the hookers would dance for you, and then none of us had to sleep with them, and didn't.
Yeah,
honestly,
we were just fun. Like, yeah, it was fun, but it was scary.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Well, because remember, like the owner with like he brought a pit bull around or something when you guys.
Yeah, that was like the most calm. That was the biggest pit bull I've
ever seen. No, it wasn't. Listen, it wasn't scary, but it was bizarre because we were just like, oh, we're gonna go to this dance club. Oh, it's a strip club, but not really because the girls were just like lazy about it, which I don't care. I don't need to see. I don't want to see strippers.
Yeah.
But they were just like, because you could tell that was just a front for what they were really doing.
Yeah.
And they were, like, kind of pissed at us because they were like, oh, we just came here to, like, drink. And one of the strippers came up to me and she was like, you look like Cameron Diaz. I was like, first of all, that's not true. I don't look anything like her. Great compliment. Here's
$20. Yeah.
But it was fun.
And either you or Jill did the pole.
They tried to teach us. Jill.
Who fell down? Was it Jill who just
fell
on her ass and hit the
floor? I was just awkward. We were just, like, fully clothed, like, teach us the way. And I was like, I don't know.
Yeah, totally. Plus, we all know each other. So it's like, okay, please stop.
Yeah, I mean, please stop doing that. You're embarrassing yourself.
The effort was appreciated.
Yeah. Well, we weren't trying to be cool. We were trying to have them teach us. I don't know. So this is life on... Mark's on a bunch of tours, though. Where have you gone?
I've been to Europe twice, Asia once, the Middle East once.
What
so
was
probably, like, 15
the best?
Different companies. Europe, always.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, and I've been to the Caribbean twice.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, we have bases all over the world. Caribbean's cool, but Europe is by far the best.
Why?
Because the cities are more complex. You're in, like, places where, you know, my background is Italian, so it's, like, places where my family might be from. And then also, you know, a lot of these bases are remote, but the bases in Europe, you're really near some really cool stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then also when we're in Europe, we could do things like go to Paris for a day and a half.
Yeah.
One of the best days of our lives. And
that was so fun.
Yeah.
Because
we
were in Belgium. We had like a couple days off in Belgium. And Belgium is just scary. And so we went into Paris for the day.
Yeah.
That was cool.
Yeah, it was. And I had been there before for a few days, but this Paris trip was definitely a lot better.
I had a listener email me and say that they like hearing about like comedy and like the process or like just kind of like the life of a comedian. How did you get into comedy, Mark? Now I'm interviewing you.
Okay, so I definitely always wanted to do stand-up from early childhood. mm-hmm. then just knew I had to graduate college. And then as soon as I graduated college, I just started like 6 months later. And mm-hmm. I started in I went to college in North Carolina. Then I moved to San Diego. I'm originally from upstate New York, so San Diego I've always had my eye on. Like,
yeah.
I literally got out the map and go, how far west and south can I literally go?
That's so true.
And it was San Diego.
That's great.
Yeah, and I just, from like 13 years old, I was like, I'm going to live in San Diego one day. So as soon as I graduated college, I just packed up the car and moved out there and started stand-up.
Did you drive across country?
Yep.
Damn.
Yep, drove from North Carolina to San Diego with my friend who went to law school in San Diego. And then I started working, you know, going up at the Comedy Store La Jolla.
Uh-huh.
Back then, you could only do every 2 weeks on Sunday.
Why?
So for the first year, that was just their rule. They had, okay. you know, maybe 20 guys who were starting, guys, girls.
Yeah.
And then, you know, just wanted like a 10-person show. And then they would have regular comics after that. So
yeah.
when you begin, they had 10 beginners doing 3 minutes. And you got a spot every 2 weeks.
Okay.
Yeah, as long as you brought four people, or you had to pay $40. And
that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And then that's comedy, though.
Yeah.
When you're first starting out,
do anything.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's anything. But when you're first starting out, it's they call them like it's like bringer shows where they're like, oh yeah, you can get stage time, but bring six of your friends.
Yeah.
Because they need to fill the room.
Yeah. You're gonna pay the $10 a ticket.
I've never actually had to pay for it.
I never have in L.A., but in San Diego, I did a couple times.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think I offered to once just because I was afraid of, like, pissing someone off.
Yeah, of course. And then you work your way up to, like, there's something that back then, I think they still have it. I just go, like, Best of San Diego, Wednesdays and Thursdays is Best of. So
yeah.
After a couple years, you work your way up to that. Then I started bartending there. And then I moved to L.A. and started doing comedy, obviously, up here.
And now he runs, like, the biggest show in the country? Isn't it? Comedy Juice is the biggest show in the country, which we're doing tonight for his birthday.
Yeah, yeah, and your birthday. It's called Comedy Juice. It's comedyjuice.com. We're in 5 cities every week. We're in Hollywood, New York, Irvine, San Diego, and actually sometimes at the Ice House in Pasadena.
Okay. But yeah, because people are always asking, like, where they can see, like, you know, me and, like, the guests I've had on here. And that's a good, yeah, that's a good, yeah. If you're near New York, go there. Yeah,
have you had Jacqueline Marfughi on yet?
Yes, I have.
Okay, cool. She's on the show tonight.
She's on the show. Who else do you have?
Tonight, the show is Nick Kroll, Dane Cook, Gerard Carmichael, Brett Ernst, Owen Benjamin, me, you, Jacqueline, and...
Justin Decker, Adam
Justin
Ray.
Justin Decker, my roommate. Adam Ray, yep. He's in the new Ghostbusters.
Yeah, it's going to be an amazing lineup.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mark's hot in the comedy scene.
No, thanks. Yeah, and you can find that at comedyjuice.com if you want to see one of those shows.
What do you think your best story or best moment in comedy has been so far?
I would say that, well, it's three. Paul McCartney has come to Comedy Juice 3 times, and I performed in front of him 3 times.
3 times?
Yeah.
Can he come tonight?
I don't know if he signed himself up on our email list, but he's
oh
only
my
been
God,
to the
that's
improv
so
three
cute.
Times, and it's always been to our show.
That's
and
awesome.
So then when we got off stage, he's like, great set, bye. He goes, would you like me to buy a drink, a margarita? He drinks margaritas.
Oh, did he buy you a drink?
Yeah. He bought any comedian who wanted to drink a drink.
Yeah,
and he loves
so cool.
comedy. And then he was leaving out the back door with his security, which is just one guy who looks like Austin Powers.
Really?
And is like probably 5'4". But looks like he
So gets, it's his friend.
It's his friend, but also a guy who's pretty feisty.
Yeah.
So everyone's getting photos with him. Everyone's bothering him. And then I came up with Adam Ray.
Yeah.
And was like, and the security goes, no more pictures, he has to go. And then Paul turned around and goes, oh, that's Mark. He goes, let him get a picture, he performed, get him over here. And then he took a picture with us.
That's so cool.
His security guy took the picture. And then Paul goes, look at it, is it good enough? He knew that the picture had to be good. Like, he goes, if they're going to take a picture, they're going to want to look good in it. And we did.
That is so nice.
I go, we look great. He goes, great, have a great night. And then as he was going away in his SUV, girls were waving at him, and he had the window down, and he was waving at them, and it was just...
That's epic.
Yeah.
That's what can happen any night in comedy.
2 weeks ago at Comedy Juice, we had Britney Spears.
Oh, yeah, you told me that.
Yeah.
You tried to, like, stand next to her at the bar. Maybe
I tried to walk
make something
by
happen.
Her.
Tried to walk by her.
Well,
how'd that go?
I tried to walk by her for a compliment, which is shameless, and then not.
So she would be like, you did great tonight.
Yeah, and at, like, 2 steps beforehand, someone at the table said something to her, and she just turned her head to talk to them, and then I had to, like, walk by. And
you should have just kept doing laps.
Then I just started drinking. I forgot she was there.
Damn it.
We've had Miley Cyrus there twice.
Meh.
No, she was cool, though.
Really?
Yeah.
Didn't you make out with Dane Cook? Or was that just something I read
place.
Somewhere?
I heard later that's a rumor. I don't know. I think, but not there.
Oh, okay.
But she was cool, too, because she took a photo with every single audience member. She stood near the door because people...
That's so nice.
When she was leaving, someone stopped her. So I became an unofficial photographer, which is cool.
Yeah.
And so every 200 people wanted a picture with her. She took a picture with 200 people.
That is actually, now I take that back. She must be super the nicest
friendly.
Person ever there.
Yep, super friendly, gracious. And then when that was done, that took like an hour. She goes to me, she goes, they comped my bill. They said the manager took care of it. Can you bring me to them so I can thank them? And I walked her to the kitchen where she grabbed the manager's arm and goes, thank you so much for picking up my bill. You didn't have to do that. I really appreciate it.
What a doll.
Yeah, and then she came
back
like a month
later. She just became my new favorite person ever.
Super gracious, super fun, laughed at every joke loudly.
Do you think that they? Do you think they're coming for comedy due specifically, or is it just
no,
happens
I don't
to
know.
Be?
I think they see a good lineup.
Yeah, well, it is usually the best lineup.
Yeah, and also we have the benefit of being on Wednesdays, and we are a great show. But Wednesdays in Hollywood is a great night to go out because a lot of comedians travel on Thursdays.
Yeah.
To do the weekend, so we have the benefit of like comedians wanting to go on stage on Wednesday nights before they go on the road.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
that's
and,
good.
And performers too, actually, musicians travel a lot on the weekends, so we get a lot of just people like. The night before they travel.
That's awesome.
Yeah, because I think the next night after Paul's last thing, he did the Rose Bowl.
Really?
That was his Rose Bowl concert. He was at our show the night before. Yep.
That's so cool.
Yeah, it was cool.
Yeah, those are... Okay, well, I can't top those moments
yeah,
ever.
Follow-up story cool. to Paul McCartney. So my mom is a huge Beatles fan.
Yeah.
We had 3 or 4 Beatles posters on our walls when I was a kid. I know every single Beatles song by heart, every single one. And so does she. So I send her the photo in the middle of the night, like 2:30 a.m. Just send her the photo. She goes. She texts me back at 6:30 a.m. You look so handsome. Then at 7:30, she goes, oh, my God, is that Paul McCartney between you two? And because my sister told her, like, did you get Mark's picture with Paul McCartney? She did not notice.
She didn't notice? Because she thought you were so handsome.
She only looked at me.
Oh, that's so cute.
Totally.
Damn it. I feel like my mom would do something like that.
Yeah, they would. Which was, to me, scientific subconscious proof that to your mom, you're bigger than the lead singer of the Beatles.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's so true.
Yeah. She had just didn't care. She, like, I was smiling enormous. And she's like, he's happy.
God, he looks great. Yeah. My son's doing good out there. I'm glad he moved out there. He's got nice friends. That guy looks a little older than him, but I think everyone seems nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Worst comedy moment or... Biggest disappointment, maybe.
Biggest disappointment.
You're like, it's my birthday, Rachel.
No. There's so many. I can't think off the top of my head, but I'll think of one. Biggest disappointment. I remember one time I was my very first time auditioning for the Montreal Comedy Fest at the Hollywood Improv, which is a high-stakes comedy club. When you go at the Hollywood Improv, your nerves are racing.
Yeah. Like tonight when we go up, there could be like... NBC executives. There
all
could be
all of CAA is there tonight. By the way, all of Goldstein is there tonight.
All right, maybe don't tell me this.
No, I know, but they are. I mean,
okay,
but yes.
Great.
So it's the only time you get nervous.
Yeah.
And so I was doing my first Montreal showcase, and the mic just went out and didn't come back on for like 3 minutes.
That's so mean.
Yeah, and I was so young. I mean, I was 25.
Why did God do that to you?
I don't know. And there's something about too in this business. Like if something like that happens during your set. The industry does hold it against you. Not like you're an idiot, but they go, oh, he doesn't have it. You can't get, you're not getting what you want.
But it's not your fault.
I know, exactly. So that was disappointing. And you go, okay, well, I'm not going to sleep for a little while.
Yeah, but you know what? I have this theory that the people that have lasting success and do well for a long time, it didn't happen for them too easily or too quickly.
Yeah.
And I think like, that kind of stuff is good for you. I think, like,
oh,
it was probably painful. Like,
well,
it was probably painful as shit.
That wouldn't bother me even for one day now.
Yeah.
I would just go, okay, tomorrow I'm awake. What am I going to do going forward?
Yeah. It would bother me, but I would be able to talk my way through getting over it.
Yeah.
But I think, if it was, like, when you were younger, or, like, if it was the first time, like...
Yeah.
But, that's... Live comedy is so high stakes in the sense of, like, so much can go wrong. You could have a drunk person
outcome,
yelling at you.
Lots of laughter.
Yeah.
That's the outcome.
Yeah.
It's such a tangible thing. Either people laughed a lot or they didn't, so you either failed or you succeeded.
Yeah. But do you feel like industry people, like, even if you got a bunch of laughs, they're like, no, I didn't think that was original.
They might a little bit, but they definitely, even subconsciously, when people are laughing, they go, this guy's got it.
Yeah.
This guy, you know, or it, girls got it. Sorry, yeah. I keep saying guy, but yeah.
It's okay. It's, yeah, it's kind of like with social media followers where they're like, if a lot of people are following them, yeah, people like them.
Yeah, no doubt.
Even if they're talentless, you know?
Yeah, and they're not creative types. They're you know, right-brained or whatever it is. Yeah. They work in an office.
Yeah.
So it's, and they don't see as much comedy as we do. Even if you're a high-level agent, yeah, like, you don't see as much stand-up as we
no.
see. So they don't really know originality that much.
Yeah.
Not their fault. They're not at the comedy club every night like we are.
Yeah.
They're home.
Yeah, no, that's true.
Yeah.
Well, good thing Mark just told me that everyone that you'd ever want to meet in Hollywood will be in the audience.
Yeah.
God damn it, Mark.
Yeah. Oh, you know why? Because we also have tonight from Saturday Night Live, John Rudnitsky, their newest cast member guy.
Yeah.
He's there. He's in SNL is on break, so he's here.
Is he staying in LA again now?
Yeah, for a couple weeks.
That's cool.
Yeah.
He's a nice guy.
Yeah, great.
Well, it's going to be a good night. Yeah. Should we close this out so
yeah,
we can
definitely.
Like go have fun?
Because yeah,
it's
should.
Mark's mother effing birthday.
Yeah. And yours.
Well, it was on Saturday.
But that's close enough.
But it's really your birthday today.
Yeah, you get a full birthday.
It's your
meeting.
Time to shine, princess. you wear that tank top you're wearing proud.
Yeah, that's what my dad said.
He's
too.
Not going to wear that on stage. Your dad is very
well, this is wonderful. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much for being here.
Oh, my website.
Yes, I was going to say also
markscomedy.com. So it's markscomedy.com, and all my social media is on the front page of that.
Well, just say your social media handles.
No, it's on there. You can just click on them.
Okay.
Markscomedy.com.
Markscomedy.com. And again, I'm at Rachel No Brian everywhere, RACHALNOBRIN. I don't know why I say my own handle after my podcast, because I'm guessing people are still catching on. Like, this might be the first one you listen to.
I'm going to confirm that they're still catching on.
You know what? Shut up, Mark. Maybe not. Maybe maybe I have like a troop of people that are listening.
Well, this is out in
You're
the
like, would we say it's
too.
A troop?
So Darth Vader in 2056 will be listening to this.
Do you think so?
Yeah, and when you're long dead and gone, he'll want to go to your social media handles.
I just want to tell you, Darth, I didn't really like the last Star Wars.
I didn't see it.
So I'm just going to put it out there now. All right, guys, thanks for listening. And follow Mark on all social media. All right, bye.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.